They managed to communicate to a nearby fishing vessel, a reasonably large boat, 90 kilometres away, and then coordinated the rendezvous between the drifting dinghy and the nearby fishing boat.
So they've actually been picked up by this other boat. And any idea about their condition, given they've been missing for around a week? I understand that one of those on board was a baby, and the baby was found unconscious.
Once the aircraft were able to talk to the survivors in the dinghy, the initial reports were a little sketchy in terms of the exact details. What we did know, that we were told that there was a young child. And so what I can tell you now is a 14-year-old female. So not a baby, but a 14-year-old female. And she was reported by the survivors as being unconscious in the dinghy. And they had all reported of being not in great shape, severely dehydrated, which points to the fact that they wouldn't have had any emergency rations or water and the like, and they'd been drifting for quite a few days. So they're on board the fishing vessel. The fishing vessel is not heading immediately to land, because what we do need to do now is use that boat as the means of communication and the potential rescue vessel for any other survivors that may well be out there.
You've mentioned there the search will be continuing. There are at least 40 more that are believed to have been passengers on that vessel. What happens now? The search continues. Are hopes fading, though, to find them?
Well, we remain optimistic at this point in time that we may find a further life raft. Once we had found the initial survivors in the dinghy, they were able to give those on board the fishing vessel a few details about how long they'd been drifting for. So that means that we can predict with greater accuracy their likely point where the ferry went down, and then narrow down the search area. The initial search area was 315,000 square kilometres, and so that's a huge area for a single aeroplane to try and find. So now that we can perhaps locate the P3 in this updated search zone, bearing in mind we are talking, as you said before, a week with tides and currents and drifting things, it will still be a challenge, but the aim today will certainly be to do our absolute best to try and find that life raft with perhaps some more survivors on board.
Now, this is not the first time in the history of Kiribati that a ferry has gone missing. And last time in 2009 had tragic results. I believe around 33 people died when their inter-island ferry sank. What can you tell us about the conditions of these ferries? Is for this one to break in half, surely it doesn't sound like it's necessarily seaworthy to begin with.
Yeah, that's not really my, the matter for me to comment on. I think that's something that the Kiribati Marine Authorities and the Marine Department will be best placed to talk about. The reality is there are 32 atolls that make up the Kiribati group, separated by up to hundreds of kilometres. The movement of trade, people, goods, to visit friends and family and things is commonplace. We know the living standards and conditions there are, some of those vessels are fairly rudimentary, and unfortunately sometimes the results can end up in tragic circumstances.